Well, I just told Pete Flanagan that Dow's at 932, you know.
Is it?
Yeah, it went up 5 points today on 19 million. Oh, and the AP in the Star, I noticed, said on moderately active trading, good God, 19 million shares. But so now it's 2 points above what it was when we came in. And I told him, by God, that he ought to get a hold of Regan and a lot of those clowns up there, and they ought to write a little note or say something or, you know.
Darn right.
Gee whiz, I mean, they're having it pretty good, you know.
The trading has been what, over three and a half billion shares?
Yeah.
Since the low.
Yeah. So that's,
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Those boys in the Wall Street don't bet on anything unless they think it's moving up too, so it's an indication of their feeling of confidence. I mean, the whole confidence factor people have been talking about, but
yeah.
It's going to be hard for these financial writers and the rest to come around because they all, you know, were so bearish. Now, but that 932 is a sort of a historic landmark.
A nice touch for Bill Casey's.
You're right.
Taking over the SEC.
Right. Okay, did you, were you able to check any of that thing out that I, you know, on an individual basis that I asked you about today about the, I'm just working on the press conference thing now.
What do you mean on how to approach it?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well you can just
start a whole siege of them tomorrow.
Fine, you can talk to some. And I think it's important to get, have Dole on this. Was he there when Connally made his pitch to the cabinet? Was he at that thing or not?
No.
Maybe you ought to get...
I don't know.
Maybe you ought to get Dole in on this business of the personal thing on the president.
Right.
That could add a lot to his speeches.
I talked to him some after we talked, and we're going to get together and go over... He's very intrigued with that, and he had the idea, but he wanted to talk about some approaches to it.
He should talk about courage and
right.
Sticking to his guns and
right.
All that sort of thing, and that this is working and things are going up, and, you know, just talk confident as hell.
Yep.
That's what we need at the present time. And Dole is, it's good to see him about every couple of weeks. It's not a bad idea. Just get him in 15-20 minutes.
The point, then he can go out on the basis of that, you know, and really go for that, and sitting in the cabinet meetings and sitting in the leadership meeting.
Yeah. Yes, sure, he can do that. And then, of course, he ought to, in the morning, start on a little plan of getting McGregor and the rest on a program. I've talked to Colson. He's going to work on Brooke and some of these other people, you know, that are... Tell them to just hold their fire a little while. Just give us a little time.
Yeah.
Because some of these guys will... The Chinese thing will worry them, and other things. They may think there's more going on than really is.
Yeah.
But I think we need some heart. I don't think we've got much in the Senate there yet. You know, whether he's really thought it through, or whether we have thought it through in terms of there should be more than four senators. There should be six or seven. You know, real good tough senators that are with us. Right.
We've got them. I didn't want to get into it with Dole standing there, but we've got the group that they want to bring in, you know, as the Senate group.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Goldwater, Bellman, Tower, Baker, Dole, Gurney, Brock, and Taft.
Good.
And then they also would like to add to that,
bring them in Saturday morning,
the other solid group, which is Allitt, Boggs, Curtis, Hansen, and Miller.
Have all of them come? Miller too? Yeah.
Even Miller. Miller has voted 90% or better.
We want him to
hold the tough key votes.
We want him to hold firm on this thing, you know.
And see, those five are all up for election.
Right. That's a good one to bring in then. Bring in that.
Boggs, Curtis, Hansen, and Miller.
Because they're up for election. Bring them in.
They're the ones who are up who have been total loyalists.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Tower, who's 100%.
Right.
And
good.
So that
were you able to get anything done on the Texas grain thing today, or that?
I don't know whether they got any more done or not.
But you're riding that hard.
Yeah.
I don't want to be sure that families concerned that we just be sure we appear to be activists and not just sort of waiting and, you know, demagogue it a little, you know?
Yep.
That's a good deal, and don't leave it to Lincoln to do the right thing. We want to say the right thing now, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Fine, Bob. Thank you.
Yes, sir.